What about Ishbosheth? I know a lot of you are thinking this. You woke up this morning, you said, can't get Ishbosheth out of my mind. Well, the questions I've been reading in first, this is great. I love questions like this. I've been reading my Bible and something like that, and I'm confused about the line of kings. Why? How does Ishbosheth fit into the lineage? Well, he doesn't. Ishbosheth is the son of Saul. Now, we're reading about Saul right now. And when Saul dies in a pretty disgraceful manner, Ishbosheth is proclaimed king of the northern tribes. But David, you find this in 2 Samuel 2, 10 and 11, but the Judah, which means Judah and Benjamin, they were together. Those two tribes did not accept Ishbosheth, but they anointed David and made him king in Hebron. And we read that he was 7 years and 6 months. David was king at Hebron. And then after Ishbosheth is killed by his own people, then David becomes king over it all. So why doesn't he count? He was never king over a united Israel. And he was never anointed by the Lord. The Lord had Samuel anoint Saul. He had Samuel anoint David. He's illegitimate, so he's not in the list of kings. You get to First Chronicles, where this really plays out. I love the Chronicles. He's like, I'm not even talking about him. He's just not legitimate. But he did reign as king over 10 of the tribes, not the Levites either. But he was never king over united Israel. So that's why Ishbosheth is not in, he's not treated. We're told he reigned as king over the northern tribes, but he's not a king of Israel.